Oh, this is going to turn out marvelous. Never before have I seen tickets sell out so quickly for one of my productions. And Landon Cutter, it's all down to you.
Miss Isidore, I beg to differ. I think it's all down to me, truly.
Bambi, Alabama.
Yes.
You were so desperate for a role in a kid's production that you practically begged for me to put you in here. The tickets sold way before your name was on the pamphlet, after all. But people love me, do they not, Miss Isidore? You're so insecure, Bambi, Alabama. You wanted me to fire all the kids.
And you did just that. And now you've just got me and Landon. And the one that's going to be carrying the star will be truly me.
I wouldn't hold your breath. I've seen you acting. It's not the greatest.
Oh, Landon, shut up. You're just a celebrity anyway. And you're not Bambi, Alabama? Miss Isidore, I have decided to grace my presence with your silly little play.
Silly little play? It's all about Goldilocks done in a Brechtian style, don't you know?
Well, I'm going to bring down the house. It's going to be a performance that everyone will remember.
Okay, Kevin, Lara, we're all here, were we?
And we are indeed. Yes, you are, Nanny Prescott.
Good. When is Emma Margo going to turn up? I'm telling you something. I thought she was going to be same with us.
Well, she already got tickets, didn't she?
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to make my tickets as close to hers as possible because, you know, it's about to go down, isn't it?
What's about to go down, Nanny Prescott?
Oh, Addy Adams, you're here.
I am, along with Mrs. Roberts.
Wasn't she in a song with Simon and Garfunkel?
That's Mrs. Robinson.
Oh, Elle Robinson! Was the one that was singing about? Elle wouldn't do anything like that. She wouldn't cheat on anybody. And goodness, she wouldn't do an Anne Bancroft. No.
Whatever, Nanny Prescott. No, this is my friend, Mrs. Roberts. She's a famous gossip columnist. Oh, I know all about the stars. Me and Addy Adams. We push in the same sort of things. She pushed political gossip, I pushed the celebrity gossip.
That's very nice of you, love. Congratulations.
Well, point of saying is, we all know why you're here.
Yeah, to help Emma Margot.
Yeah, I thought so. Looks like the truth might be revealed about her and Lyle.
Why are you laughing like that?
Well, it's going to be much more interesting to play whatever's going to be on there with Bambi Alabama and his brother or whatever.
This is going to be amazing, seeing our kids on the stage. It's all... my heart's just getting a little patter.
But Sharon, I thought there was no more kids. I mean, our kids were supposed to be in the play and that didn't work out.
Oh, Trevor Daniels, whatever about your kids. They didn't make the cut, but my kids certainly did.
Well, Sharon, my kids was definitely in the play. Isn't that right, Nadine?
It was Liam, yeah. I was just going around to Liam's house and his boys were supposed to be in the play, but then they were all cut out because of Bambi Alabama's assistance.
Well, my kids are definitely in the play, don't care.
Maybe yours weren't that good, but my kids are really good.
Sharon, we all know you don't have actually any kids whatsoever.
Patricia Yates, why don't you sort out your little niece there?
I'm not little, I'm a grown-up.
Oh, whatever, Nadine, whatever.
But it seems like you're all just bitter that your kids or children weren't in the play.
But mine is.
Looks like we're Sharon. Emma's not the only one dealing with the delusion.
Hi, Laura.
Matthew Vest, what are you doing here?
Well, I was just dying to see all the kids in this play. You know there's no kids in the play.
My kid's in the play, Addy Adams.
Oh, Sharon, living in delusion as always.
If there's no kids in the play, then why is everyone here?
Well, it might be because my brother's in the play.
Lyle!
Yes, as I live and breathe, that's my name.
Oh, what? You're sitting in row 8.
Yes, you have a problem with that? I don't at all.
Oh, you don't mind him, love. That's Matthew Vest.
The Christian singer?
No, honey, that's Matthew West.
Wait, so Matthew West isn't part of this?
No, Addy Adams, as I was trying to tell you, Wilma and everyone else there, it's Matthew Vest.
Wait, you did some gossip without me?
Oh, Patricia, yeah, you didn't miss much. It was just Addy Adams, Wilma, Timber, Rudy Lee, Marion Richards, going on and on about Emma Margaret Roberts' lack of love life.
Who's that?
Oh, Lyle, you're going to find all about her in 2 seconds.
A
Oh, this totally is going to be a perfect news story.
Olivia Graham, did everyone come here just to see this go down?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Lyle, oh, we finally get to meet together. Hello, Lyle, how are you doing?
What are you doing?
Lay off the PDA.
Who are you? Oh, my photo really doesn't do me justice. You know it's your girl, Emma. I don't have a girl called Emma. But I have a child who is in the play. In fact, I have 2.5 kids.
Say it, you cannot have 2.5 kids. That's literally impossible.
Hello, I'm Mrs. Adele for the school. And I've seen you have all come here to witness the great event. Now, unfortunately, the kids were not able to be on stage. My kids are...
Sharon, shut up. Your kid ain't on there. You don't even have one. Just like Emma doesn't have a boyfriend.
Nanny Pizzle, what's that supposed to mean?
Well, one wrap that in 2 seconds. Mrs. Adele, keep going.
Yes, if you can all keep your eyes away from row 8 and come over to here. This is where the action is at. And instead, we have put on an amazing performance with two amazing actors. I mean, she technically was a good actress when she's... I thought she loved me when we were on that reality show, but wasn't really.
Oh, Joe Kirkconnage, you're still, you know, upset about that?
No, I'm glad I moved on. I'm happy we moved on with Annie, and now I've got Samson and Rebecca.
Honey, yeah, you keep waving those kids around in her face, honey. She'll go red as a beetroot, honey, child.
Isn't it beetroot pink?
I don't care what color. She's going to be embarrassed by that. Joe's actually moved on. She hasn't.
If we can now turn our eyes away from row 8 and come back to here, yes. The performance of a lifetime, ladies and gentlemen, that you've all paid to go and see. That's what I'll see, thanks. Annie Adams, I heard that.
Just speaking the truth, dear. Carry on.
Here is a Brechtian take, as taken by Mrs. Adele, of Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Which is already about globalism, materialism, capitalism, and the fall of the Empire.
And it sounds like the credits for Star Wars.
What, all those tax wars?
Yeah, you think it's just a debate between Congress or something like that. What's going on? Not, you know, Jedi using the Force and all sorts of things.
Nanny Prescott!
Sorry, Mrs. Adele, honey, but other people were paying for other things this time. They weren't paying for your little Brechtian what-to-do things, Shostakovich.
Do you mean Stavislavsky? We don't do Stavislavsky here. It's only Brechtian.
Well, consider this a Brechtian thing, what we're doing here too, love. See you there, bye.
Nanny Prescott, what is Brechtian?
Think abstract, Laura. That's the best way I can describe it to you.
It's going to be as Brechtian as the time when my wife was kidnapped and I was forced to be in the play and then just to use my real emotions.
Oh, Aaron Mertz, no, I don't think so. I don't think Mrs. Adele's caught that gas on that Lady Augustina, you know. You should be fine.
I'm Goldilocks, and I'm perfect and beautiful in every single way.
Oh, help us. So, Emma, you might as well go and play up your little fingers. But Bambi's not giving in to that.
Okay, Nanny Pascal, what are you talking about? Me and having an imaginary boyfriend? He's right here!
Who are you talking about being a boyfriend? Trevor Daniels is happily married.
I don't mean Trevor, I mean you! I mean, I'm happily married too. No, not you, Aaron Mertz, I mean you!
It's like you're doing an audition of you and you and you and you're gonna love it.
Matthew Best, that's the comment I make, not you, honey child!
Matthew, what are you doing here?
Honey, he's here to see your demise.
Nanny Prescott.
Honey, the whole world knows.
Knows what?
Well, honey, let me break it to you.
Excuse me, wait, can you keep it down? I'm trying to do my soliloquy.
Oh, this reminds me of the time that we were in the audience and we kept on talking about Beverly Argyle's love life and then, well, Bambi Alabama didn't find it happening because we were supposed to talk about her love life, that she was about to get married to George Dennis, but then she wasn't going to get married to George Dennis because...
Chad Compass, again, would you please be quiet? Ruining my starring moment. Not to mention you and Cho Cook down there. This is my moment.
Honey, if you think your moment is hijacking a kid's play and turning a Brechtian or whatever, honey. Whoa, you're not even a Z-list celebrity. No offense, Adam Wall.
None taken.
Yeah, he's a Z-lister, you know.
Nanny Prescott, I'll have you know, I am a very established celebrity.
Well, you weren't when we were back in there. You said you weren't a celebrity at all.
Shut up, Mrs. Adele, it's my moment.
I would say she class a celebrity. I mean, I do pass her celebrity gossip all over the place. I mean, there's a lot of juicy stuff to get around.
Mrs. Roberts, please be quiet.
Just keep talking, Bambi. I have loads more to push around.
Well, I have you known, Annie Prescott. I am a great star. Do you know who I am?
Oh, honey, please don't use that line. That stupid Republican lady who's trying to act all Christian used that line. Abuse. Dude, many things weren't Christian love. And I'm like, honey, keep it zip, child. Don't say you represent the law when you represent something else. Woo!
Sounds like some Christless conservatism to me.
Kevin, you said it. Pedro Nigel Crump, whoever that foolishness is.
Listen, I am the reason why everyone is in watching this show. No, I came here to see my kids.
Sharon, you have no kids.
I mean, Sharon doesn't have any kids, but the only thing you have contributed, Bambi, Alabama, is you've taken all the kids out, honey child.
That's kind of true. I'm actually the reason why everyone's here. Landon, why are you doing this? You know I am the reason that everyone's... No, I'm the reason I'm here. Mrs. Isidore personally asked me to be here, and that's what tickets got sailed.
Well, technically speaking, it's not because of you, Landon.
What's that supposed to be, Addie Adams?
Yeah, why are you smoking like you're Audrey Hepburn? There's no smoking in school.
Well, I want to be accurate. The reason why people are here is not because of you, Bambi, Alabama, and it's not because of you, Landon Cutter. It's not even because of this Brecky and Mrs. Adele thing. It's technically because of your brother, Lyle Cutter. But then even then, it's not because of Lyle Cutter, because it's kind of Lyle Cutter, but it's also because Emma Margot Roberts and because of Matthew Best. We're about to see the blow up with the fact that Emma Margot Roberts thinks he's dating Lyle Cutter on the internet, but it turns out that she is not dating Lyle Cutter on the internet, but Matthew Best is pretending to be Lyle Cutter on the internet, trying to make a joke to put on Emma Margot Roberts. And this would be not to be the first time that he's done such a thing, like he did with Laura San Diego after they were through, that he set her up with a bad date, and she ended up marrying the bad date.
Well, he wasn't that bad, he's a great husband.
I'm just saying, that's the truth, Laura. Wait. Is this true, Lyle? Why are you looking at me? I have no idea who you are. Oh, it's almost like he has amnesia, just like all my favourite first soap stars do. You are not a true soap veteran until you've had amnesia at least twice.
Wilma Timberlove, be quiet.
Wait, so all this time I've been talking to Matthew?
I know, he's a bit like, ew, I'm talking to him.
Nanny Prescott.
You're the one doing the prank club.
And everyone in this room knows.
What I try to tell you, but people here just wanted to see you crumble.
Nanny Prescott, don't you say so.
You literally turned Wilma Timber, a Bible study, into a gossip session about her love life.
Can we please go back to my love?
Honey, Bambi, we're not doing that again, love. Chad Campbell has already been there, done that, got to teach, honey. We know your name, Whipshaw Jack.
I'm not. That's Beverly Aga.
Oh, yes, he's engaged to him, the poor man. Actually, what's worse? Engaged to Beverly Aga or Bambi, Alabama? Or Bambi, Alabama? I mean, no, actually, both of them are terrible. You see,
Nanny Prescott, would you please be quiet? So that's it, huh? I'm just this laughing stock, even after everything I've done for this town with my belly dancing.
Honey, I don't think you're a laughing stock. I mean, this whole situation's really weird and all, but... Okay, there were some laughter, but Bobby!
I can't believe all of you would do this. Lyle, I had nothing to do with this. Matthew?
Yeah, he had everything to do with this.
But all of you are just standing on it, but... making me believe in this stupid lie that I was going out with someone. I went even to marriage counselling. You went to marriage counselling? But you're not even married.
Sharon, I wouldn't be talking. You don't have any kids.
Yes, I do. I have 2.5 of them.
In your head?
I gotta go. I'm sorry. I just... Excuse me, will you? Oh, wait. Before I go...
Oh, good, the old throw water on the jerk's face. Poor everyone, let's get water for him. The toad he is. Well, that would be perfect because the toad getting water on him, isn't it?
Can we get back to my play, please? It's not your play, it's my play. It's not your play, Landon or Bambi, Alabama. It's my play.
Actually, it's the one who ever wore Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Straw Brett Tin since your Brett Tin is up.
Well, would Well Wait shut up and let me perform? Morning, Nanny Prescott.
Derry Jones, what couldn't I be on the day with your accent?
Ah, that's very funny of you.
Oh, we're trying Irish, but it could be better, love. I swear you're well shot anyway. You got some letters for me?
You don't seem that happy. Are you okay?
I don't know what the accent was, but no, I'm not. The whole Emma Margot Roberts. Oh, that poor lady. She wasn't happy at all. I was trying to tell her, but you know, too little, too late, putting the JoJo music. Anyway, what's this letter?
Oh, here you go.
Wait, it's a subpoena. I'm being sued by Emma Margot Roberts!
Oh, is that what those things are? I've been sending for basically half the people around town today. Looks like she's suing everybody.
Oh, someone wants to get paid out his emotional distress. Well, honey, she ain't getting a dime from me.
You can listen to What's Gone in Grassy Valley. I'm the creator show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for listening. It's always great to have you. Looks like the adventure continues with Emma Margot Roberts, so do find out what's going on with that. And do remember, there's books you can go buy, see below in the description. And also the other episodes you can tune in if you haven't listened to the other ones preceding, or you want to just listen to some, do go for it. And tell others about the show, and share and spread the podcast. But until next time, bye-bye for now.